Good morning and welcome to Community Focus. I'm Faith Daniels, and thank you so much for joining me. Every Sunday morning, we give you an opportunity to really get in touch with some great opportunities right here in the Miami Valley. And I'm joined this morning by yet another awesome individual who's got some great things going on. He's going to share it with us this morning. Good morning. Introduce yourself to our listeners.
Good morning. My name is Josh Eisen with Align Home Health.
Well, Josh, let's talk about what Align is. Now, I personally did your commercial, so I know what it's all about. But talk to our listeners and tell us, what does Align do?
And the commercials do sound great.
Well, thank you.
Align is an in-home health agency offering senior care for people that would love to stay independent at home for as long as possible.
Well, when you talk about independent seniors who want to stay at home for as long as possible, that sounds like people like my mom who are 70 or over, 50 or over, or 60 or over, but maybe something's gone on physically where they need a little more assistance than they did if they were just, quote unquote, growing older gracefully.
There you go. Our clientele generally needs a little bit of assistance that generally the family members would love to participate in, but for some other circumstances, you know, busy lives,
sure,
jobs, grandkids, you know, they're tied up doing that. So we coordinate our efforts with them, and the folks that we cater to generally can have a chronic illness. They can be recuperating from some kind of incident, some surgery.
Okay.
And they just need some extra helping hands by our clinical staff to feel loved, be cared for at home.
Well, that makes sense. So if someone says, well, wow, he just described my mom, he just described my aunt or my, you know, grandmother or grandfather, how can they reach out to you? And then we're going to talk about the matching process, which I think is awesome. So let's talk about how they can reach out to you before we go deeper.
Well, the best way to contact us is directly to our office. Our number is 937-490-9200. That's a direct line to our office here in Dayton. Then you can also go to www.alignhomehealth.com for all information regarding our services, our service area.
Okay. Now, I love the way that you guys do the matching, because traditionally with a home health care situation, it's about come out, assess my loved one and see what services they need, and then you just send somebody. But Align is very different. Tell us about that.
We take a completely different approach to the way we match caregivers and clients. We've brought on a system called Align Match. And what that is similar to some of the dating sites out there that everyone's kind of familiar with.
Awesome.
We pair our clients and caregivers on a 20-point personality-based process.
Wow.
Where during our assessment, not only are we looking at your clinical and medical needs, we're looking at home safety, but we're also assessing the personality of the individual that will receive care. We take that information, and through the Align Match process, we pair it with an individual that's going to click with the person receiving care. So
that's
it's
awesome.
Not just a stranger in your home, it's someone you're going to look forward to coming over.
Well, and the big deal about that, especially because I have a mother that has dementia, and we've had to go through this process, and Josh, it was a process. And not because they weren't great people, they were awesome. But I know my mother, and I know what her challenges are and who you kind of have to be in order to work with her in her home, with her things, with her quirks. And that is a wonderful process that you use, because there's somebody for everybody. And using your Align Match really gives families a better sense of security about who's going to be working with their loved one.
Yeah, not only are our caregivers completely screened, background checked, drug checked, with most agencies, you're getting the next available person. We're actually taking it to that next level, getting someone, for instance, your mother, who would click with her and would see her picadillos as charming.
Yes. Yes, yes. And I love that. Let's talk about who qualifies for your service. When we talk about what their needs are, how does the assessment process go to find out who's going to need your services and if you can help them?
Well, starting off, we are a nurse-owned and independent-owned organization. So we're not a franchise.
Okay.
What that allows us to do is we have no limitations on where we can deliver care.
Wow.
So in residences, in nursing homes, hospital side beds.
Sure.
When you need that extra 24-hour eyes on your loved one. So we can completely tailor not only our care, our geography. So by contacting us, we come out and do an assessment, like I said, three parts based on personality, your clinical needs, and home or resident safety. You know, wherever we're going to be providing care,
sure,
we build a list of recommendations. And that assessment is done by our on-staff registered nurse,
okay,
who has the eyes and heart of a teacher.
Yeah.
And walk you through and really from that deduce what care is needed to,
okay,
to keep you where you want to be.
And that's what this is really all about. We have found that when you have an elderly family member, keeping them in familiar surroundings longer offers them a better chance at healing faster from, say, a broken hip, broken wrist, from a fall. They heal faster when they have their own things. If they have pets, if their pets are at home and they're not, they're missing these things that really make them feel more comfortable and more relaxed. And that's from the patient's standpoint. But I have to admit, from the family's point of view, you would rather your loved one be at home. If they can't be at home and they do have to be in a facility, having that extra set of hands, that extra set of eyes that really is an extension of you with your loved one, man, it just helps you really sleep good at night.
Yeah, we find that we take the burden off the family.
Yeah.
You know, we think of ourselves as surrogate family members.
Mm-hmm.
So being there and then tying in care with all the other stakeholders.
Yeah.
We have an online portal that brings in and focuses the care and then alerts and keeps involved those family members.
Wow.
Doctors can be involved.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone that the client deems needs to be kept up to date has full transparency in our online portal system.
And that is another way that not only is there accountability, but it's also so much of everybody knowing what's going on at all times with mom. And it's that peace of mind, because there may be something, and as a kid, and I say I'm a kid because I'm under 50, but as a kid that is dealing with a parent that is in a challenging situation, I also have a family. I also have a job. I also have some extracurricular activities that I'm involved in. There may be something that slips through the crack. If you tell me, oh, by the way, your mom needs this, this, or that, or we found this, this, or we're thinking this, even if you give it to me in writing, that might end up in my purse.
Yeah.
You know, it just might. It might end up in my purse. But with that portal, it gives not only me, but my sister, additional caregivers, a brother, and her doctor staff access to the almost minute to minute, day to day visits of what's going on, so that if poor old me doesn't remember, there is somewhere that everybody can go and check in and see what's going on with the parent.
Yeah, the system's great in that sense. It keeps everyone up to date.
Mm-hmm.
It gives complete visibility on the caregiver that's coming, the schedule, any changes.
Yeah.
If there's anyone that is doing any follow-up visits from, say, a discharge planner at a hospital,
mm-hmm,
they know when we're going to be there servicing, so they can come and piggyback on our,
wow,
services. They're not waiting around,
mm-hmm,
knocking,
mm-hmm,
at the door expecting someone to come and never show up.
Sure, sure. Well, the balance of what we look at and what I think is so amazing about families being able to exhale, if you will, families being able to leave their loved ones in capable hands, but also hands that are quote unquote aligned to do a great job for them because the personalities blend. Let's talk about that a little bit. We've talked about they're recuperating, they're recovering, and there are some little people, and I always use my mom as a great example because she's cantankerous. She can be as ornery as you can imagine. But when you have the right people with your loved one, that's not an issue for them, and they can work with them or let it work for them, if that makes sense.
Yeah, we see ourselves as surrogate family members. Mm-hmm. So stepping in, I love that phrase, letting the family exhale.
Yeah.
Really taking that burden off of what could otherwise be such a stressful situation.
It is.
We come in with helping hands and really fresh eyes.
Mm.
Now, there may be a situation where you take for granted that that's just the way mom and dad is.
Yep.
To our registered nurse, she sees that as maybe something she can catch medically.
Yes.
To prevent something from happening down the road.
You have raised such a great point. A urinary tract infection. Mom's being ugly today. She's being mean today. She's not wanting to be bothered with anybody. This is going on. No, there's something medically going on that to the daughter's eye, and you see her every day, but to the daughter's eye, you're just having a moment, or you're just going, well, that moment gets increasingly worse. And then you're concerned that is her health going down? But a nurse's eyes on that may be a little different than my eyes on that. And it can be helped, and we can get back on course. And when you talk about families, we're not trained medical professionals, and we look at it from a different point. We look at it from a very emotional place all the time. Whereas someone who's aligned to do healthcare as well as in-home healthcare, which is a bit different, because if I'm at my mom's and I'm cleaning up and I'm putting things in, I'm agitating her because I'm moving these things that she would prefer me not touch. I'm just after work trying to get it done. Whereas an aligned home healthcare provider understands, well, I don't bother this because that agitates her. And they have the time to connect and really get to the place where she's a much happier person because I'm not in there moving stuff that our home healthcare provider has figured out agitates her. Your company deals with situations just like that. And that's on the lighter end of it, but they deal with situations just like that.
Yeah, every day when we go in and after our assessment, we set the schedule up,
mm-hmm.
and then our caregivers are there on a reoccurring basis. We can track and monitor the progress of healing,
awesome.
Of progress of a particular diagnosis, and track that over time, keeping everyone up to speed, and,
sure.
and really play that advocate role for the person that needing the help.
And that's what it's all about, because sometimes parents just don't have the words, or sometimes there's family members that you're caring for that it's just some things they just don't want you to do. And there may be a home care professional that they will allow to do some things that you want. My mother wouldn't allow us to go in the bathroom with her, you know, but you need help.
That's a common story.
Is that really?
That's a very common story. No parent wants to turn over that control, it seems,
and be
like.
The child.
Be the
yes.
child. So by knowing that, and with a line match pairing someone on that personal connection level,
yes,
it breaks that ice and opens the door for a higher level care.
That's fantastic. Your company's doing a great job, and I absolutely love everything that you offer to the Miami Valley. Now, I know there's someone probably that's in the boat very much similar to mine, or they're thinking about, we want mom to be able to come home, but she's going to need some additional care. She's going to need some around-the-clock supervision even. She can still move around, but she's going to need somebody to help pick up some things or be a buddy or a companion with her. How can people connect with you? And then let's talk about the website and how they can use that as the starting point.
Great. Again, the number is 937-490-9200. That's a direct connection to our office in Dayton. Judy works the office and mans the phones for us. From that, we'll set up a convenient time for either a consultation and or an assessment.
Okay.
And that really provides the guidelines for the care we're going to provide. Think of it as our recommendation.
Yes.
From that, you'll approve that. So you'll get eyes on that and share it with your family members.
Okay.
That is something that, again, we want you to be a part, a component of the care.
Absolutely.
So you'll actually approve that. And once we get that signed off, we can set up the schedule.
Okay.
And our aides will be there at the scheduled shifts.
Well, I tell you, it gives a lot of families peace of mind when there is an option, and especially an option that trusts that the personalities will line up. There, I've met some great caregivers, and they have no patience. And they have no patience. Well, in my eyes, you don't have patience for my mom. And they're great at what they do, but my mom's different. Just in my eyes, just different. And I love the way that your company aligns personalities along with the level of care that your loved one needs. Now, let's talk about the website. Give the web address, and let's talk about what people can do on the website to get the process started.
So AlignHomeHealth.com covers all aspects of the care we provide.
Okay.
It outlines the different kinds of care, the particular services we give. Being an independent organization, we can provide care 24 hours.
Okay.
That's generally called 24-hour care.
Sure.
Other care packages are like respite care, where let's say mom is staying in the hospital, but dad is now alone at home.
Right.
We can provide that short-term care while mom has surgery, recuperates,
sure,
whatever her need is in the home, and then actually work to transition her back to 100% at home.
Oh, great.
With him.
Great. Because although you're my loved one, I'm not technically certified to care for you. My heart loves you. I love you. But that's not what my training is. And I think a lot of family members believe, oh, we can just care for mom. Oh, we can just... Not always.
That's not always the case. And that's why we only employ licensed medical professionals.
Yeah.
Either home health aides or particularly state-tested nursing aides.
Beautiful.
They comprise our staff.
Well, the other piece to that is that when you do have families who've been doing it for a while, and it's exhausting. And I don't mean just physically exhausting, psychologically exhausting. Sometimes you just need a break. Just 2 solid weeks where I can just go have dinner with mom and that's it. Not wanting to not visit, but doing 2 sets of household chores every single day, sooner or later, you're going to hit that place where you don't want to do anything. Calling your company before you hit that place is a great idea because you can supplement what families already do. Is that right?
That's exactly right. Particularly toward the end of life, we can take some of the mm-hmm. tasks that family members have been doing day to day, month to month, year
sure.
to year. Take that off your hands to allow you to enjoy
yeah.
the time with your loved
one. And just spend time loving on your loved one. That becomes a challenge. And especially if you have family members that are not going to go into a hospice situation, when you have family members that are just older, and like we said, in the twilight years, you don't want to spend your visits with them cleaning and moving and doing different things, changing beds and changing them. You want to be able to spend that time loving on them and doing wonderful things that you'll have great memories with, as well as they will, too. Give us the phone number again.
937-490-9200.
And then the website?
AlignHomeHealth.com.
Now, everybody knows there's going to be some point, and I love when organizations like yours come to visit with us because I totally understand what this service is, how this service can be used by each and every person. But I want to encourage my listeners that if you're around my age or a little, you know where you are, but you have parents that are getting older. And these are things that you never thought you'd have to think about. You never thought you would have to fill in the blank where, well, I'm going to work. Well, who's going to stay with mom? Or what's mom going to do when we want to go out of town? What happens? Who fills in those gaps? And we have to think about that. And we have to think about it before you need the service, is what I would suggest. So I would suggest visiting the website. Get an idea of what it is your parent may need, what your husband, it could be a grandparent, it could be an aunt, an uncle, someone that you're very close to. get an idea of what they may be needing, and then visit our new friends online and see if there can be definitely a match, because they can align with you in the care for your loved one. Josh, thanks for coming to see us today.
Yeah, thanks for having us. We're glad to be here.
It's our pleasure, and promise that you'll come back, because in the springtime is when we begin to see older parents either transitioning from nursing homes, or we'd like to transition them home. And if we could, that'd be awesome. And your company would be a great company to help families transition loved ones at the time of the holidays, to be able to be home with family and friends. More importantly, that they get the best care possible and the best attention, and still engage the family on all levels.
Yeah, thanks so much.
My pleasure. We've got exactly what you need. There's more on the way. Gospel is just around the corner. It's 92.1 WROU.